interesting stat. As many as 11 people die at the Grand Canyon. And countless others have died trying to take pictures of themselves, otherwise known as selfies. You know why? Because they're getting too close to the edge and they're falling over because they're not paying attention. And that's what we're going to talk about on this episode of It's Still Called Today. Ooh, y'all thought I was gone and wasn't coming back. It's been a hot minute since I've made a podcast. I really don't have a good excuse why, but I've been doing some other things, concentrating on my recovery, being a active participant in the STEPS program that was started by Matt Chandler and Michael Snetzer, and I'm glad to be a part of that. And this podcast is in no means affiliated with this program, but that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to concentrate on some things that I need to concentrate on because I feel like my integrity needs to be paramount, whether I'm behind this, especially when I'm not behind this microphone. One of the greatest teachers I've admired over the years, once he passed away, we found out all kind of saddening things about his lifestyle, and I don't want that to happen to me, and I don't want to be that to be part of my legacy. But there's something I want to talk to you about, and if you will grab your Bibles and you will turn to the 22nd chapter of Proverbs, We're gonna actually chase a few scriptures down today. You'll have to bear with me because y'all know I don't read too well out loud, but I don't let that stop me. I ain't scared. But anyway, if you'll turn over to the 22nd chapter of Proverbs, and we're going to take a look at verse number 3. And I am reading from the New American Standard Bible, the updated version. I got me a giant print version of it, and I love it. So here we go. It says, "A prudent person sees evil and hides himself, but the naive proceed and pay the penalty." It's like I was talking about earlier. Naive people are so wrapped up in what they're doing, they can't see how close to the edge of anything they're getting until it's too late, and then they fall off. So I think it's important to make a couple of define a couple of words here. The word prudent here in the original Hebrew means shrewd or wise. And that's a very important word. How many of us are shrewd and how many of us are wise? Not many. And what prompted this desire to do this particular podcast was a personal failure. And that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about anybody else's failures but my own. I am a recovering alcoholic. And I put myself too close to the edge around Thanksgiving. And I fell off that edge. I put myself around familiar people in familiar places, doing familiar things and telling familiar stories, and I got familiar results. When we hang around familiar people doing familiar things, we're going to get familiar results. See, I didn't hide myself because I was worried about maybe offending someone when I should have just told the truth and said, you know, I'm not strong enough to be around that stuff. Regardless of if I'm strong enough, I don't want to be around that kind of stuff. But I didn't. And I put myself too close to the edge and I fell. But fortunately, God's grace is there to restore us when this happens. But I know I wasn't taking enough effort to avoid it. And therein lies the rub. Here in Texas, and mostly in Oklahoma and Kansas, because our soil doesn't permit us to do this too often, but a lot of us will have storm shelters. And when we see a tornado coming, or the news tells us that there's one on the ground, most smart people will go and hide in those shelters because evil is coming. A tornado is coming. Tornado will lay your house out flat. Okay. And the prudent people hide. The crazy people grab a six-pack and a lawn chair and go sit in the backyard and watch it. And those people wind up in Tupelo, Mississippi, because they got blown there from the tornado. But it's the same thing that we need to do when we see sin coming our way. We need to take precautions, hide ourselves, even if it means you may get laughed at a little bit. That's okay. I own a 50-inch TV, and it's sitting right here behind me, and I hardly ever turn it on. But one of the things that TV just offers this constant barrage of anti-God messages. Okay. I watched the show Sons of Anarchy, and it was so violent. I did this several years ago, and it was so violent it almost turned my stomach. And I find it interesting how we as Christians may not watch anything with overt sexual content, but violence, no problem. John Wick, you bet. He kills like 47 people in the first 10 minutes. But we don't have a problem with that. We're not being wise. We're not hiding ourselves from evil. We're just blitzing on down the trail. Okay, and we're going to go to another scripture. And that scripture, if you will grab your Bible and go to Proverbs 14:16. It's going to take me just a second to get there myself. I was sitting in church yesterday and the pastor was preaching, and I heard him say, turn to so-and-so scripture. And when he did, I realized there's something that's missing in church these days. The sound of rustling Bible pages. And I kind of miss the sound of rustling Bible pages. It's almost like the Holy Spirit ripping through the auditorium there. Okay, so we are going to go, 14:4. Excuse me, I told you wrong. Good thing I was prepared for this. 14:16. I'm sorry. That's what happens when you can't read your own handwriting. Proverbs 14:16, again from the New American Standard Bible, and we read, "A wise person is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is arrogant and careless." A lot of times when I read the Proverbs, I'm thinking about, oh, these poor fools, they don't know what I know. And then I turn around and do something goofy. You know, we're all fools. And we all need to take precautions to protect ourselves from sin. You may not be a recovering addict. You may not be a recovering alcoholic. You may not be think you are any of those things, but we are all recovering sinners. Let me say that again. We are all recovering sinners. There are some sins that are worse than alcohol, as far as I'm concerned, and one of those is pride, because pride can put on a nice three-piece suit and show up as determination. Pride can masquerade as a good thing, and at times it can be, but it's a very thin line between pride and arrogance. And that's one thing everybody struggles with. So what can we do to hide ourselves from evil? Well, number one, don't be so cavalier about it. Don't expect anything in your life to change when you're intaking the same garbage and not spending any time in God's word and putting him in that relationship we have with him first. Because nothing's going to change. You're going to find yourself frustrated. You're going to find yourself in the same old spot, and you're going to find yourself ready to give up. Ask me how I know. Now, if you would take your Bible or your phone or whatever you're using, and we're going to go to Job 28:28. Now, I had to chew on this one for a minute. Job 28:28 tells us, "And to mankind he said, behold, the fear of the Lord That is wisdom. And to turn away from evil is understanding. You know, there are a lot of people who are Christians, and I sincerely believe that they are, but they're not turning away from evil. They're not giving themselves wholly to God. And let's read that passage one more time. Job 28:28, and it says, "And to mankind he said, behold," I love the word behold. It means stop. Take, listen to what I'm about to say. "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to turn away from evil is understanding." Evil is insidious. It creeps into our lives in so many ways. And the number one way it creeps in is through time. T-I-M-E, time. We spend a lot of time doing other things than seeking God. And when we do that, we set ourselves up for failure, just like I was saying earlier. So, it's simple. We've got to analyze our time. We have to figure out what we're doing and ask the Holy Spirit to show us if we're getting too close to the edge. If we are really trying to avoid sin, or we're just messing around, trying to hang our feet off the edge. Because saints, if you're trying to dangle your feet off the edge of righteousness and stick your toe into the pool of sin, you're going to fall in there and you're not going to like it. That's what I've learned. That's what my past failure has taught me. I have to, even if it means me being lonely and being by myself, I would rather do that than go through the feeling of failure like that. Sometimes things go wrong and we do the wrong thing, but we can take a more active and decisive course correction in how we live than most of us are doing. Can I get amen out there? Anyway, it's something worth thinking about, and I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to set God's word, prayer, those things as paramount. I'm not saying you can't enjoy a good TV show and laugh at certain things, but when those things get placed over God, when those things get placed over our relationship with Christ, we are not doing what it says here in Job, and we are not turning away from evil, and we are not demonstrating understanding. We're playing patty cake with sin, and you're going to lose. So anyway, on that cheery note, I think I'm going to end the podcast before I get in a whole lot of trouble. But anyway, this will be up on my YouTube channel for those of you who watch it there. And I appreciate everybody's prayers. I appreciate all the new subscribers on the channel. And I will get this uploaded as quickly as possible. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope, honestly, that this has struck a nerve. And I hope you found some encouragement from it, okay? But anyway, go back over those scriptures. Listen to this podcast again. And see if God will show you ways that you're making compromises, or we're making compromises and not turning away from sin. You guys have a blessed day. I pray that God will reveal his truth to you in Jesus' name. And remember, encourage someone while it's still called today.